This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
This month in the news. A team of astronomers from Cambridge University has reported a discovery of a never-before-seen dwarf galaxy in the close neighbourhood of our Milky Way. Gabriel Torrelba and his colleagues use VLT Survey Telescope, a European Southern Observatory 2.6-metre instrument, to find this new object, named Crater 2, located in the constellation of Crater at a distance of 117.5 kiloparsecs, that is around 383,000 light-years from the Earth. It is the second major object recently found in this area, after the discovery of Crater Globular Cluster in 2013. With its half-light radius, which defines the area that emits half of the total surface brightness, of around 1,070 parsecs, it is currently the fourth largest dwarf galaxy orbiting Milky Way, after Large and Small Magellanic Clouds and Sagittarius Dwarf Spheroidal Galaxy. Despite its large size, the object was extremely difficult to find due to its low total luminosity, making it much less luminous than other Milky Way's companions of comparable size, and placing it amongst the dimmest dwarf galaxies ever seen. These unusual properties mean it is currently very difficult to describe the evolution of Crater 2 with certainty. Objects with similarly low surface brightness, known as ultra-diffuse galaxies, or UDGs, have previously been reported. They are extended objects, which is most likely caused by tidal interactions with the host galaxies. In the case of Crater 2, however, this evolutionary scenario can be ruled out, as the galaxy appears to be almost perfectly spherical in the images, without any visible signs of disruptions from the Milky Way. The team that made the discovery tried to gain some insight into the origin of this peculiar dwarf galaxy by running a number of computer simulations. They concluded it was possible that Crater 2 had previously belonged to a larger group of galaxies, which is currently falling towards the Milky Way. Dwarfs Leo 2, Leo 4 and 5, Crater 2 and the Crater Globular Cluster all seem to be aligned on the sky along a great circle. With 10 objects further than 100 kiloparsecs from the Milky Way, having 5 of them randomly aligned in such way is very unlikely, with a probability of less than 0.5%. Further simulations of the orbit and velocity distributions showed it is possible that these objects once formed a much denser association and are currently undergoing disruption when falling towards the Milky Way. It is possible that Crater 2 comes from a previously unseen class that is a part of the general dwarf galaxies family and represents satellites that are relatively young Milky Way companions. However, due to the very low surface brightness, they have managed to escape detection so far because of the sensitivity limits of instruments currently in use. The month of April has been quite an unfortunate one for space telescopes operating in our solar system. First, on the 7th of April, during routine communication, Kepler spacecraft was found in the emergency mode. Previous contact, 3 days earlier, had not shown signs of any malfunctions and the spacecraft was assumed to be in a good, healthy condition. The telescope was about to begin new phase of observations at the beginning of April, when astronomers were meant to use microlensing rather than the usual transient method, to look for even smaller planets than those discovered so far. On Sunday, 10th of April, the telescope was successfully recovered from the emergency mode and is currently back to its regular observing schedule, continuing the extended K2 mission. It is, however, still not known what caused Kepler to enter the emergency mode and remain in it for approximately 36 hours. This is problematic, as this spacecraft has already suffered significant damage, which severely limited its scientific capabilities. K2 mission is a result of an effort to make the telescope operational again, after its second reaction wheel failed in May 2013, making it impossible to accurately point the spacecraft. Scientists hope that whatever caused Kepler to enter the emergency mode has not caused any lasting damage to the telescope, which they hope will perform flawlessly for the remainder of its extended mission. The biggest blow to the astronomical community came on 28th of April when the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, announced it had lost its Hitomi satellite and would cease any efforts to bring it back to the operational state. This $286 million X-ray satellite was a major project expected to revolutionize X-ray astronomy. As reported in the Jodcast news section in April, successfully launched on the 27th of February, it stopped working unexpectedly just 39 days later on 26th of March. The next day, US Strategic Command's Joint Space Operations Center announced it had observed debris in the close vicinity of the spacecraft, most probably coming from solar panels that have broken away from the telescope. The reason for this mishap is still under investigation, but preliminary results put blame on the attitude control system, which incorrectly read the change in attitude as rotation and tried to stop it but activated the onboard reaction wheels, which caused the telescope to actually rotate. The control system could not correct the previous errors and fired a set of thrusters to counteract this rotation. However, an incorrect command was executed, causing the engines to accelerate the rotation even further. All these factors resulted in the spacecraft reportedly rotating once every 5.2 seconds and caused its disintegration. The research team managed to perform one significant observation towards the constellation of Perseus, where the telescope observed gas motion within a galaxy cluster. This accident will undoubtedly cause a loss of more than just money invested in the development and building of the spacecraft. It is currently estimated that it would take around 5 years to develop another set of instruments similar to those that have flown on board the destroyed telescope. Hubble Space Telescope, which has just finished its 26th year in space this April, was used to discover the first moon of the distant dwarf planet Makemake. Currently dubbed MK2, the object was first seen in the images captured by the Wide Field Camera 3 instrument in April 2015. The newly discovered moon has an estimated diameter of 160 kilometers and orbits its host dwarf planet at a distance of around 21,000 kilometers. Makemake is the second brightest icy dwarf planet, about fifth of the brightness of Pluto, and it is 1,300 times brighter than its moon. As previous searches failed to find any evidence of the moon's existence, scientists believe that its orbit is edge-on as seen from the Earth, meaning that the light coming from MK2 is completely lost as it passes in front of the bright planet. This time, however, HST was pointed towards Makemake at the right time and caught a glimpse of MK2. It is currently unknown why exactly the surface of the moon is so dark. One possible hypothesis is that unlike Makemake, which is massive enough to hold to its methane crust, MK2's surface is free to escape the moon's gravitational potential when it sublimates. Further observations are needed to provide more information on the shape of the moon's orbit, which will help scientists to answer the question about the origin of this satellite and whether it came to existence as a result of a collision between Makemake and another object, or was once a free-floating Kuiper Belt object captured by the dwarf planet. It will also provide us with new information about Makemake itself, as astronomers will be able to learn more about its composition by measuring the variations in the moon's orbit.